We don't often notice that the wonderful news of the birth of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, is accompanied by the murder of every single other baby boy in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old or younger. It's a truth that's unpalatable. It's a truth that we'd rather forget. It's a truth that resonates far too much with our own experience of the world. But the light is so often accompanied by the darkness, isn't it? This Christmas, as we light candles in remembrance of the Bondi victims and stand by their side in the face of darkness and violence and hatred, we are so thankful to God for Jesus Christ, the light of the world. It's precisely because of the darkness that we need the light. You will hardly be able to tell when I turn on my head torch. Well, you can, look, it's pretty good. It's a better one than I remember. But if we were here in the evening and it was so dark you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, we'd really need this, wouldn't we? And its light would then penetrate the darkness and make a real difference. But in the daytime, the sun gives us light plenty for us to be able to see and find our way. Of course, the darkness isn't only out there. I can't just point my fingers at others in rage and anger. Look what you've done! If I'm honest with myself, the darkness is in my heart too. I harbour hatred and jealousy for someone whose success overshadows me at work or amongst my friends and family. I choose not to investigate the way my greed and consumption impacts perhaps on producers or farmers or factory workers. I turn a blind eye to the suffering of others, crying that it's not my problem and focused so often on me, me, me. The darkness is in my heart when I neglect or take for granted my nearest and dearest out of frustration and make decisions with only my needs in mind, but I can't think beyond myself. King Herod heard that God's promised king would be born, and so he said to the Magi, "Tell me where he will be born so that I too can come and worship him." Ha, ha, ha. All the while planning to crush this promised king, this competition, into oblivion. He acted to protect his power and kingship, and all the little boys be damned. In verse 18, we see the terrible grief of mothers weeping for their lost children killed by Herod and refusing to be comforted. It's a terrible picture of wailing, isn't it? The darkness of our world and in our hearts is sometimes difficult for us to bear. At a time when we sing joy to the world, sometimes our hearts are not in it. Sometimes, in fact, we are crying out in grief and refusing to be comforted at the difficult things that may have assailed us this year past. Our hearts are sometimes offended and aghast at the vain and trivial celebrations of our shopping malls and crass Christmas advertising campaigns. But there is light for the darkness of our hearts. There is true joy to be found in Christmas. In John 1:9 we read, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world." That light is Jesus Christ. Not only is he the first person to live completely in the light and not harbour any darkness in his heart, but he then willingly lay down his own life in our place to take the darkness of sin and the judgment of God upon himself, so that we might be spared. He has won for us forgiveness of our sins and the right to become children of God. As we now strive to walk in the light of His Word and His Spirit and allow them to banish the darkness from our hearts so that we can live and walk in His light. This Christmas, let me urge you to allow the light of Christ to shine into your life. Spend time reading one of the Gospels, perhaps of John or of Mark. Be honest with yourself about bringing the darkness to light and receiving forgiveness and hope and life in Christ. When we put our trust in Him, we find that amidst the darkness, we hold fast to His light and we find true and lasting joy and peace. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Lord, we praise You so much for the light of Christ. In the face of darkness, His light shines brightly. We acknowledge the darkness not only of our world, but in our own hearts. And we bring it to You, Lord. We are sorry for our sin. And we are thankful for Christ's love and sacrifice. May His light shine in our hearts, the light of forgiveness and hope and peace. And out of us, Your people, may that light shine into a world of darkness and bring much joy and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.